When it comes to massive displays of state muscle, nobody does it quite like North Korea. Then again, no other nation has the Korean Workers' Party, led by three generations of the same family for seven decades. This weekend's spectacle is supposed to be a showcase of loyalty to the party and its supreme leader. Pyongyang citizens have been rehearsing for months, day and night. We want to celebrate in the most significant way, says this university student. Tens of thousands will fill the streets, a lavish celebration for a nation still struggling economically. You'll often see North Korean young people dancing in large group formations like this. This is one way that they celebrate major holidays like the one that's coming up. Behind them, a monument to the Workers' Party, an imposing symbol of North Korea's only ruling party that turned 70 on Saturday. We're taken to the party's first headquarters, a place the North Korean government says foreign media has never visited before. As many communist regimes collapsed, North Korea's system is practically unchanged. People are in these rooms right now learning about the history of the party. From their earliest days at school right through their adult working lives, every North Korean attends regular history studies. They learn the official story of Kim Il-sung's rise to power, from teenage revolutionary to Workers' Party founder to supreme leader for 46 years, a title passed on to his son and grandson. Third-generation leader Kim Jong-un rules a nation some call a Cold War throwback, but North Korea insists it's here to stay, developing nuclear weapons and missiles to defend the regime. This weekend's parade, a show of devotion to the leadership, a defiant show of force to the world.